So two texts of Tumas, Tumas Makav and Tumas Maisha. So Taizyant says, in terms of what's together of Makav, what's considered a Maisha. So one of the Mishayim is that Reichiv is when he's sitting there, like Okif, is Makav Atamim is in Maisha. Any Kli Makav is the other Kalim of the, which should help Bashas Rechiva. It's not so much as we sit on, it's other Kalim which help inside Rechiva. That's what Mahalach Mishayim. The other Mahalach Mishayim is the Kli Makav of Maisha is the Tzur Ayi sit. That both of them sit on it. But there's a chiddik where you do Victoria Yeshiva, Torechiva, which is going to be Pisa Gagayim, Rekayim, Rekayim. That's Merkav. Kli, which is regular Yeshiva, that's going to be Midin Moshev. So these are Tamish and Merkav. All these things, all these Kalim, so it's going to be Tali. Here's Merkav's not going to be Moshev. So if you don't like the first Mahalach, the chiddik is whether it's going to be Yudli Yeshiva. Or it's say, yeah, all these things in the Mishnah, they're not the things which you actually sit on, it's things which just help the actual yeshiva. First day of the Mishnah, we have the Zoras Ashkelonis, like something like belt, which they put around the Ashkelonis is able to mean Mishim Erek Mecca. In fact, the Mishnah Chareina, if this is Iker Mecca, so to say, Ezo Mecca. Why is it able to mean Mishim Mecca? So, like the Mishnah, the Mishnah, which that is, that these are not the Iker Makav. Why? Because they also use it Stamish B'Yeshiva. That's lesson around. Panim Yushman Le. Come on, give you any Yeshua the Makav. Since it's not Mamish made for that, so therefore that's why it's not the Iker, the Rechiva, not the Yeshiva, and therefore that's why it gets a Din Makav. Because Mashman that is made Dafka for Rechiva. Here the Chiddush Mishnah is. That it's Merkav. Sometimes you do it. It's Tamim Mishmash Merkav. You know, it's used also for Yeshiva. It says that Tipos Sosos is Chelik is Tamim Mishmash Merkav. According to Yosi, the only time you get it in Merkav is only if it's Miyud the Chibu Bavad. So Chelana Yeshiva and Alamida, then it's Tamim Mishmash Merkav. Over here, since sometimes you do sit on it, so therefore, since it's, therefore he says it's time to make sure that it's not going to be Mekar Mekar. He explains this very well. As Pshat is, the only things in the Mishnah, sometimes you sit in it, sometimes you do a Chiva, so Tanakam says it's time to ask a Chiva. And Rebbe says, no, it's time to Dafka, it's Moshe, and not us, the Chiva Shabbat. I'm okay with Shanaka, Tame, Rebbe says, Master, Tanakam, okay with Shanaka, the Tabu Tome, because Mekar, not his Moshe. Because that's made dafka for Rechiva, and therefore it's not going to be Amida. It's going in Rav Yosi that he's masculine. The other way to understand the Mishnah is that's the Fakir. That the opposite way, the Rabbanan are saying that even though Tanakam says it wasn't Shemekab, he's masculine. Which Naka is talking about Smoishiv, because since it's not Rechiva, if he's masculine, it's going to be Smoishiv. That's my chalik is the Mishnah Beis, whether the tipsness of sus is a Mekka from Moshe. You say it's totally what sometimes you do, or ask me dafka, or for Rechiva. Now, then, where's me Mazel? What's the difference between Mekka and Moshe? Mishnah's Mazel. It says that Moshe is not chalitin Mekka and Masoi, that the both of the time of God and Mekim, which you touch. Mashinka in Mekka is chalitin Mekka and Masoi, and they carry it the time of God and Mekalim. If he touches the time of God and Mekalim. But Makar the Chilik is a Psukim, says a Vikr Tezavav, that's okay, if Isha Shay Yishi Yiga Mashkava, Yichavis Begadav. Yom Mishka Yichavis Begadav, so no, even in the Gave of Mishkav, you'd be Matam Begadav. The America of State, Kol America Yishi Shirikiv Lazav Yitma, Chanege Yitma Arab, Watson Begadav. A Master says, and this is Yichavis Begadav. It's because that's the Makar, that's Makar's first mission. Tapish al Khamar, it's like Eitzim, which is attached to the Khamar. It's like a little ladder which you put things on it. Shiyoshivala, sometimes sitting is going to be tar. What's the reason it's going to be tar? Because that's it's not really meant for Yeshiva Sultan Rechiva. Very wide spaces in between the rungs. Shaytan Rav. You know, sometimes you sit in it, it's like the Mishra Mechav, it's not going to be Tamil. It's not going to be Tamil Midrash. Machet tries to sell, even this Kli, Iker made to carry things. And sitting on it is a steerer to the Shemesh of the carrying things. So therefore, the Kli, which is Machet and the Etzim Iker Shemesh, therefore it's not Chasur Shemesh, and therefore the Yeshiva is not going to be done. My covenant. So now you made them closer together. So now you're able to sit. What's the reason why? Because now they're right to sit on it, and therefore it's going to be tummy. That's why he says, now once you do this, it's not stirred to the masa. You have the masa, you can sit on it, and therefore that's the reason why it's going to be tummy. There's another malach in the Mishnah that says that these things, even though you sit on it, it's not a kabbal tuma because it doesn't have a tepach. And the cloud of the Kri, which is not really Tapach, is not really Shiva, is not Sid Moshe, and therefore it's not going to be a Kabbalah Tumah. If Shiva is not going to cover it, and make it an answer of Tapach, that's like Sid Moshe, it's a Kabbalah Tumah, Medesh Shemeka. Paracha Beza Mishnah Vav, this is a Kisha which broke. According to Rosh Shimon, it has to be a Tapach Kabbalah Tumah, and a Chama Dirot. Even the Chama hold that you need a Siyas to be Tapach al Tapach. Once a Siyas to be Tapach, if it broke, that's what Rosh Shimon Rabbanan. But about there, and that Chiz Siyas, you need a Tapach. Mishnah Dal, Mita Kavi Kassel Shomeis, a real time of Medrus. These are something which is carry the mace out to the base of Kvaris. So these, the mute also that Nashav sit in it and they cry in it. Therefore it's called Moishav, and therefore it's really time of Tumas Medrus. Isn't the steward to the bit of Malacha, they should say, Omanas and Akhtena should be Tumas. Even you can say the Pshad is that since it's also mute for that, so when you take it out, it's not like a steward to the Shemesh, because it's also one of the Ikashimushim. Also, give us a chil get say some mace. I thought he say some mace. I sit down and cry. So therefore, that's the reason why it's going to be tummy. Kisu shakala, mashva shakaya, kisu shakaya, chasunasai, and he led us b'shas leida, kisu shakavis, shal kairim, all of us akalim. That it's not going to be Moshe. Why? Because since it's not that covered, only if an Arayah, Tzarech HaShah, Kisai Kazan on the Kavit, Yom Chav Sunasa, Moshe Yavis only Tzarech Leida, Kisai Kavis only Tzarech Giyotz, when there's Begadim. The Rishi holds that it's not Miuchad the Yeshiva, it's not Bechal Moshe, the Kavit Tumas Midrash. Also say the Pshana of Yeshi, the Nusach is that any Moshe is not made for a yeshiva. It's just a yeshiva of the same color, like you say, Kala. Or it's like Malacha, the Yeladis, is just sitting there in order to, or the Kavis, in order to do work. That's not considered a Moshe. Because it's not that you're trying to sit, you're trying to do something else, and Agave, you're sitting. Koyu, before Perecha Bez Mishnah Dalit, the Kisha Kavs, the Kavs, the Kavs, you have to say Pshad as the Tanam Sechalik and the Vesim. Mishnah is going like those Mandamim. This in the Mishnah is that Kisha Kalsha Karmelis of Agadim. Pshad is that comes all the Kisois, which says in the Mishnah, the Karmelis of Agadim, it's not considered a Moshe Kabbatum of Midrash. It's according to the Stam Kisha Kalas and Kabbatum of Midrash. The Karmelis of Agadim, you act with something else, that's what's not going to be with Tanam. Therefore, that's how it stands with the Mishnah before. The Mishnah before it's done. And here's when we did it to Chayim Lomis Begad. Tamim Bnei Zutai. Chayim is a thing made for a trap. Fish. So Mishnah in itself is not Tamim, it's not considered a clean kibble. Because being that it has holes, therefore, it's not considered a clean. Why yes, Tami Bnei Zutai. Or like a baguette, which has small holes, and there about that, the whole thing is Kabbalah Tumah, because the Chilek has the same Kabbalah Tumah. Come as Mada, Pats, and Mutta, Sakan, and Tumayim, all the things in the Tame, and the Ksuda of Kalim, which are Kabbalah Tumah. The Ksuda of a base kibble, they're going to be Tame. Meshigan, the Okan is a sal, which they catch the fish, the Rata, catch birds, club. We should put papers inside of it, call it a tar, and they're not where the Kabbalah Tumah. These have very big holes, and therefore they are not considered a base kibble, and therefore exception that creates, which are not going to be Mekabel Tumah. We said before, not in Mishnah, before that, Kli creates Chamu Grace with Darwin Mekabel Tumah. That's only if a Kli which has a Tzuris Kli. Mishnah came over here, being that the Chal has no Tzuris Kli, therefore it's not going to be Tame. Like is that the Mishnah in the Rambam, the Tzuris Kli. Is that Dafka Pshuti Kli 8? What about Kli 8, which has a base kibble? It doesn't have a Tzuris Kli. Is that going to be Tameh or not? That's how you look at the Mitzudis over here. If you say that Tanai is also by Kli, so it could be considered a Kli. If you say that Tanai is not by a Kli, so then El may have to say these Mitzudis are not Shabshi the Kli 8, and therefore that's the reason why it's not going to be Tameh or Kabbatumah, even the Darabon.